How did you come to the faith? What fool brought you to Christ and persuaded you to sacrifice your life for the cause of the gospel? How did he or she do it? How did they catch you, seduce you to say yes to God? And have you really ever thought about the trip you've taken to this spot? Have you ever really contemplated the steps, the one after another steps that brought you here? You didn't just land here, you know. You didn't just tumble out of the sky, land on your feet, brush off, and find yourself a Christian. If you haven't given much thought to how you got here, I suggest you do. Start by asking yourself this question: what fool told me about Jesus? Yes, I said fool. What fool told you about Jesus? Paul is clear in his letter to the Corinthians. For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not come to know God through wisdom, it was the will of God, through the foolishness of the proclamation, to save those who have faith. In other words, God, in his wisdom, decided to make himself known to us in the foolish proclamation of the gospel, the foolish preaching of his disciples, and not through the wisdom of the world. Those who are fools enough to believe the scandal of the cross, those brought to life by the Holy Spirit, those whose mouths are stuffed with the word, not a human eloquence, but a holy fluency, these are the ones who tell us about Jesus. And we who believe their witness and have faith are saved. Not with wondrous signs, not with worldly wisdom, but with a living, breathing faith that batters dark doubt and seduces the stoniest heart. Who melted your icy refusal to listen to the word? Who broke the seal on your lips, lips that now say, Amen and Lord? Who pushed you out of the darkness into the light? I ask because you need to give thanks. This is not so much about self-understanding as it is about lifting up the gift of gratitude and praise given to us by God and offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving for the fool who told you about Jesus. Let them benefit from a small offering of praise. You are here now because they were not afraid to speak the word given to them by the Holy Spirit. Their courage struck the spark that set your soul ablaze. Now it's your turn. The five wise virgins are prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. Patient, well-groomed, rehearsed, and eager, they wait for him and benefit immediately from their readiness. For us, being ready and willing to give witness to Christ in our lives is how we prepare for the bridegroom. It is how we work for his arrival. Certainly, a large part of this readiness for us is an academic preparation, the time and energy we spend developing the divine gift of our mind. Whether your preparation is theological, philosophical, scientific, biological, economic, artistic, or literary, you prepare to witness of the foolishness of the cross, so long as you prepare knowing and believing that